This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios is the band Civil Twilight. Richard Wouters, Andrew McKellar, Stephen McKellar in the studios today. Welcome, gentlemen. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Eric.
The new record is called Story of an Immigrant, though there are two of them. We'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes.
All right.
This is a band that was originally from a very secluded chunk of the very southern tip of South Africa, correct? Not even really Cape Town, but another little town. What's it called? Hout Bay?
Hout Bay, yeah.
Hout Bay, which is cut off from kind of the rest of the world by mountain ranges on three sides and water on the other.
Yeah, you got that right.
So, and you guys are all roughly same age that were the original members of the band?
Yeah, I mean, I got my brother, you know, and then Rich I met, I think, when I was about 10. And yeah, we all grew up in the same little valley.
And did y'all grow up making music, playing sports, a little bit of everything, throwing rocks at stuff? What'd you do as kids?
Yeah, a lot of burning stuff.
It's a similar activity to what we do around here, too.
Yeah, and a lot of getting lost, you know, those kind of things. Yeah, just typical childhood stuff, you know.
When did the music bug hit, and who did it hit first?
Well, I think it hit these guys first. They started the band, actually. We had a friend of ours came up to us one day and said, "And we have this school function happening in 2 weeks' time. Do you guys want to form a band and play?" And so they formed the band, and then they needed a singer because nobody else wanted to sing. So I came along, and I was like, "Okay, I'll give it a go." And I was a fat little kid and decided to sing.
How long did it take for that band to gel into something that you thought was actually serious?
It took a while, eh?
Yeah.
I mean, looking back, it probably took about 5 years to like really, 5 or 6 years to like really understand that we had something that we really enjoyed.
And when was that the band first formed? Or it became official?
Oh, jeepers. It's a long time ago. I'm 30, almost 34 now, so I was 13 when I joined the band.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, before your first record came out, the lot of you decided to literally pack up everything and move halfway around the world, and you ended up in Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles, yeah.
Why? That seems like a gigantic undertaking for one person, let alone all of the members of a band that hadn't yet put a record out.
Yeah. I know. It was crazy. Well, the only reason why I moved there is because we thought, okay, we can move to London. We know like two people there, or we know two people in LA. And so we moved to LA because I think Andrew and I have American passports because our mom's American.
Okay.
So I think it was just like a natural thing for us. And then we just lived in garages and people's couches and stuff for a few years. And
that had to have been culture shock. I mean, not only moving from South Africa to the States, but moving from Hout Bay, which is, for folks around here, it's smaller than Medford. This is not a very big town.
Yeah.
To La La Land.
Yeah, it's like it's the journey of the it's the Lord of the Rings. It's just going from the Shire to Mordor.
Civil Twilight, my guests live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Story of an Immigrant. Information on the band at civiltwilightband.com. Richard Wouters, Andrew, and Stephen McKellar in the studios today. We love the record. What do you guys want to play first?
We'd like to play Story of an Immigrant. I think that'd be relevant, eh? What am I to build if my hands are broken? If I'm not the chosen? What am I to build? Where is my heart beating? Somewhere under that water. If I drive, will I get over? Or will I join the deep? So and turn and dance the light that is eternal. And the words form their meaning, change their feeling like a first.
firstborn, ready to begin.
That is Story of an Immigrant, the title track from the new record of Civil Twilight. They're live in our studios today. CivilTwilightBand.com, the web address. Richard Wouters, Andrew McKellar, and Stephen McKellar, my guests today. So how long were you in Los Angeles before deciding that Nashville looked really, really good?
I think we were there for about almost 3 years, living in Pasadena. And then we got our little Astra Chevy van and drove across the country.
Those are popular. We see a lot of those.
Yeah.
Well,
great.
The first record came out like 2010, and I don't know about from the get-go, but fairly early on, you were starting to get some pretty nice placements, both television and movies. That had to be a nice feeling for people finally taking notice of what you guys were doing.
Yeah, back in the glory days, yeah.
Has Nashville started to affect your music writing in any way? I mean, Nashville's definitely got a sound it's known for. Is it starting to permeate the things that you listen to, the people that you interact with at all?
Definitely. Yeah, it began quite a while back, actually, because the town is such a songwriting town, you know. It got me more intrigued about the craft of songwriting, you know. So, and there's just the history there, just the type of musicians and that have come out of there, just, it's remarkable, so, yeah.
Or through there.
Yeah, through there, yeah.
The title of this record, Story of an Immigrant, that would seem, on the surface, to look back at your journey from Africa to the States. Mm-hmm. Was that in the back of your mind as you were crafting this collection of songs? I understand you wrote way more than what ended up on the record.
Yeah, I think we had about 50 or 60 songs for the record.
This is not the era where you release a double album set anymore. No, that's 20 years ago. People used to do that.
Nobody has the attention span for that anymore.
So what do you do with the rest of them? Do you release them as one-offs online to fans? Do you wait for a new record to come out? Because the record cycle's usually now a year and a half to 2 years before anybody is looking for another one.
Yeah. You know, often those songs are not for people. Sometimes they're for the process, and you learn something while you write them, and then often that's all that the song is needed for. It's not to be released or recorded. A lot of it's just process, you know. It's like you need to find like five steps to get to the one step you know is going to work. If that makes any sense.
Are you the kind of guys that go back to earlier ideas and little clips and bits of music or guitar licks that you've come up with and you've set aside for 5 years?
Yeah, I think like any band is like that. Like, I was watching this Pearl Jam documentary the other day, and I think it's Mike McCready was talking about how, you know, band members that they'll play like a drum beat or like a lick or something constantly during sound check. To get the other band members to sort of be aware of it, you know, like, hey, this is something cool, and they'll keep playing that until someone turns around and says, hey, that is really cool.
It's all about planting seeds.
Yeah, right? So you could maybe songs are like that too. You know, you just keep playing songs and ideas around.
Well, no doubt a few of the songs on this record have worked their way into our ears. Beautiful hooks. There seems to be, at least to my ears when I listen. And maybe it's just knowing where you guys originate from, but there seems to be melodic sensibility that you hear in records like Paul Simon and you hear in a lot of the Afropop stuff, and also a percussive element that seems to be, if not directly from there, at least influenced by the sounds of the percussion that you hear in South African music.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know where that came from on this record, because we're, you know, we grew up very influenced by a lot of like European bands. And I think that was the coolest thing to do, you know. Township music wasn't really cool to listen to, but it was all around. And for some reason on this record, that stuff started to come out. I don't know where it came from, but we just found ourselves with like five songs that were like had this feel to it. So we just like, let's just go with that. And yeah, that's what happened.
It works great. Can we hear another tune?
Yeah.
All right, what's next?
Let's do something. Okay, so we've moved to Nashville and met a lot of Daniels. And they helped me through a lot of stuff in my life. So this is a song called Oh Daniel. Sun rose this morning over my bruised head. I can't believe the things I'd said. The air is getting drier. The day slipped through my hands. Today I hope to know, I hope to understand. Thank you.
Love everyone inside. Live out your dreams and take on the night. You can do the best anybody's done, but you're still gonna end up hurting someone.
That is O. Daniel live today on Jefferson Public Radio from the band Civil Twilight, the new record called Story of an Immigrant. It's their third full length, although there is a new one. We'll talk about that here in just a minute. CivilTwilightBand.com is the address. Richard Wouters, Andrew McKellar, Stephen McKellar in the studio today. There is a new record, sort of. It's the same record, but completely re-recorded, and it feels like maybe in limited copies. We got a copy literally last week. Mm-hmm. We've only had it for a few days, and you have, much like you're doing here in our studios today, completely reimagined the songs from Story of an Immigrant,
yeah,
plus a pretty cool cover.
Right.
Where did the idea come from to do the whole thing all over again in a different way?
Where did that come from, that idea?
Somebody, I think,
had. Somebody had an idea. Yeah, I mean, I think we were excited about that idea. I don't know who brought it up. But, yeah, you know, it's like I was saying to you earlier, it's an interesting exploration into what the songs really mean, like where they really are. Because, you know, you can over, everything nowadays is so overproduced, and you can make things sound so magical. But when you get down to the raw song, like, it's a real true testament to, like, understand what the song really means and where it lies. So that was a very interesting process. Because, like, you know, halfway through making the acoustic record, I'd be like, man, this song's actually quite... You know, I'd be like, man, like, it sounds great, like, oh, pumped up, but the bones of it, yeah.
Were there tunes that, looking back on it now that you've released the acoustic version of the record, that you sort of think, maybe we could have done an EP of acoustic songs? Or do you really like the way that all of them translated to acoustic guitar, acoustic bass, etc.?
Yeah, some of them were really hard to re-record. Just because there wasn't, like, you can have a cool groove. I mean, for me, like, you can have a cool groove, you can have a cool guitar part and stuff, but if there's not soul to it, then it's really hard to just play it on the acoustic or piano or something. So I almost had to, like, give it more soul, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a very interesting process, and it's mind-blowing for me.
Actually. Well, and so many of your songs have that moment where the percussion kicks in, or there's the double hit on the toms, or things like that, right? There's those moments, those big moments that you know are coming and you're waiting for them.
Yeah,
and without that element, did you have to come up with different guitar lines or other structural changes to the songs to help kind of bridge that gap?
Yeah, definitely. Well, we're finding recently, because we go back to a three-piece now, you know? We used to be four. We were four for like 4 years about.
You had an American, right?
Yeah, a Yankee. great guy, love him, he's a good mate, but he decided to move on. So we're back to three-piece, and we've been playing shows like that, and we've been enjoying the space of it, right? In the sense of like really like indulging in the space. So we're like in the middle of a song, we'll all just like sort of break down, and I'll just be singing. And people, I just find it's amazing how receptive people are to that, you know? A person singing to an audience, because everyone's being blasted by everything all day, you know? Traffic, the wife, whatever. I'm just kidding. No, but like, you know, like just like constant, like, so like just to be sung to in a sweet way, people are so receptive to that. It's amazing to me. So we're like exploring that. And I think, so to answer your question, that was one of the things that I enjoyed about making this acoustic thing was, like, instead of going up, going down.
Yeah.
Like dynamically, like there's more power in actually going down than there is going up. Because it requires more bravery and more vulnerability, and that's what people essentially really want, and that's what leaves a massive mark, you know, on music. So that was what's really enjoyable about making the record. Yeah.
Well, both the original and the acoustic have turned out fantastic.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming in and singing to our audience. Civil Twilight, my guests, live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Both versions are available, right? The acoustic version's available as a digital, or can you actually get a physical copy of that too?
It's just digital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the acoustic version's digital. Mm-hmm. The other one's available on all the typical outlets.
Yeah, and then we got a very nice LP.
Vinyl.
Double LP.
CivilTwilightBand.com is the place to go. Richard Wouters, Andrew McKellar, Stephen McKellar in our studio today. You got one more for us?
Yeah. Yes. What are we going to do?
When?
Yeah. Okay, let's do that. We can get some stomping going here. See the rivers that you chase. Wanna lose myself again. Something that's beautiful should never go without a friend.
Thank you.
When, live today on Jefferson Public Radio from the band Civil Twilight, a tune from their record Story of an Immigrant, a tune that is also found in a version much more similar to what you just heard on their acoustic version of that record. CivilTwilightBand.com is the web address. Richard Wouters, Andrew McKellar, and Stephen McKellar live today in the studios. Civil Twilight, guys, thanks again for coming by. This has been fantastic.
Thank you so much for having us, man.
Thank you.